All right. Okay, Tov. Tov, yes, we've got a bit sidetracked. Let's start again. Oh, so we saw the two. Let's just read it again and see if we can take something out of this. The twin Aruch Chaim Simon Reish Chof Bay says, 2:2:2, Rechev. Chayv Odom Levorech Alara V'das Shleime V'Nefesh Chafotz. Whatever those two things mean. Das Shleime means, thank you, fully and accepting, and V'Nefesh Chafotz, a little desirable, whatever. Kederech Shemavorech B'Simcha L'Toiva. Find out how you Mavorech B'Simcha L'Toiva, and then do the same thing for the Rab. Why should I? Why should I mevarach ala ra kishem shavach ala ro b'to simcha? So he explains the truth. Ki ra lo oivde Hashem u tovosam v'simchosam. Ra to oivde Hashem, you have to be oivde Hashem, it's for their good and for their simcha. Not just for your good. Be miserable, but it's good for you, so accept it. No, it's for your good and your simcha. Given Shemakabal Ma'av, Mashagoz of Hashem, Nimsa Shevaz Razu, because when he's Makabal Ma'av, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu has been Goyzer upon him, comes out that he's been Makabal Ra, Zuhu Eved Hashem, Shehi Smeichaloy. That's he's been Eved Hashem, and you're Eved Hashem, that's the happiest thing in the world. That means I accept whatever Hashem does for me, because I know that that's the best thing for me. And the best thing for me is happening, that's the tool, nifla dika tools. Let's just get a bit into this before we start. There's a void and we're not holding here, so let's try and see how we can even start seeing where we are holding and see how we can get. As we said earlier, this is not midas chassidus, this is not something which is, for the select few, as the Rambam said it is. Because we're in a generation where we don't have a choice. We don't have another path. As Mavur Beloshnatur, Shekabola Saman Duf Kuf Heir, he wants to follow. As Mavur Beloshnatur, Shekabola Sarah Besimcha. From the tour, it seems clear that when a person is Makabo Ra Besimcha, he was Zoyche Leto Eved Es Hashem, he then becomes Zoyche to this title. Of Eved Es Hashem, when he gets an aliyah, they call him up as Yavor of David Eved Hashem. Yeah, Yavor Chove, Yavor Chosen, all titles there for people. Moreinu, yeah, they can call you up Eved Hashem because he's Makabel Rab Simcha. He's now Eved Hashem, and that's interesting. That means he could be keeping all the mitzvahs and doing everything Hashem asks for him, but he's not Eved Hashem yet. We don't see this expression of Oyver Hashem lo nimtza b'shum mitzvah shiatu yuchanes misha iso iso. A lot of mitzvahs that people do that they're Oyver Hashem. Eizu avoid Hashem alayv. People daven, it's also called Oyver Es Hashem. Why's the Torah not mention Oyver Es Hashem anyway, except in Kabbalah's Yisurim B'Simcha? Rak binyan zeh, badova niflo. It's a wonderment. Shalom lechayre kol mitzvah avodas Hashem. Every mitzvah is avodas Hashem. Ulam lefit achenus, how do you understand this? So what we've been saying along the lines here for the last few months, we can understand this very well. The kol mitzvah yitochen shekavonas ha'isoy setye letikvas gemul. We do the mitzvahs because we want to get something back. Quid pro quo, there's a contract here. I do what you want and you do what I want. That's how we relate to Hashem. There's nothing wrong with wanting things from Hashem. There's nowhere else you can get them. And we are very needy. So where else are you going to get what you need? You're going to get it from Hashem. Nothing wrong with being needy. On the contrary, recognizing how needy you are and turning to Hashem for your needs and having a chorus of faith that he took care of your needs. That's part of the avoidance of Hashem. No one's saying not. But there is this element of when I'm being over the shell that, yeah, there's an expectation that it may go good for me if I do the right thing. And the Chumash is full of it. Right? If you do this, then there'll be rain. If you don't do this, there won't be rain. The whole Torah is built on Schav O'Einesh. Not a bad thing. But we want something back. And therefore, at the moment that I'm doing this, I'm not so much Oivet as Hashem as I'm Oivet myself. Hashem is working for me. I'm doing this, but I want something back. I'm asking Hashem for what I want, and He gives me what I want. That's not Tomim Tim Hashem and Lakir. Tomim Tim Hashem and Lakir is accepting whatever He gives you. B'simcha u'ba'ava. As long as I'm calling Yisurim ba'ava, b'simcha. When a person is becoming Yisurim ba'ava, b'simcha, he doesn't want the Yisurim. The only reason why he's mekabel them besimcha is because he understands that it's from Hashem. It's from Hashem. Then I'm mekabel whatever Hashem wants, because ultimately that what must be is good. As then that nekud in that area, bo adam megalish hakadosh baruch hu lo eved oto kviyachol, Hashem's not working for him. Elu eved es Hashem. Avoid uzi yochel levo rak al yedei das shleima. And as the Torah says, that you need das shleima. First you need das. And then it has to be shalem. There's a lot of work to be done here. Just to get out of bed in the morning, you have to have a lot of stuff going for you. Vada. Look, as that we saw yesterday. Sounds new, guys. Vada shalei boich beis kabbalas yisurim. For sure, one's crying, one heart's crying when the yisurim come about. Umagishim tzar, and one feels pain and suffering. That's what's called Yisuri. Ulachen levoch in dayna emes. And that's why we say the brocha dayna emes. Because we are real. We can't say hatova meitiv on something that we're suffering from. So we say dayna emes. About the das, but in that inner reality where you know what's true because it's true. You're there, zeh, returnius barach, ubezeh, oivides Hashem. He knows that's the rotzen and Hashem, and that's why he's makabalit, even though it's painful. And because the Torah understands that we're human and it's painful, we say Baruch Daina Emes and not Hatov or Ameiti.
Why again? Why do we say Daina Emes?
Because you're in pain, you're suffering. Are you going to say Hatov Ameiti and you're suffering? That's not human.
How's that different to Makabling at Basimcha? Yisrael Basimcha.
That's the Stira. Let's see. Good. Excellent. We're not going to solve that problem immediately. It's an ongoing dilemma. I'll ask your question put slightly differently, but this is a very real question. And it's been asked many times. God forbid someone close to a person like one of them passes away. Yeah. Why did he pass away? That's what she wanted. That's what she wanted. And it's good. Certainly good for the person who passed away. He's in the best possible place. He's where everybody is ultimately going. That's what she created the world is for, that afterworld, not this world. Yeah. So one should be very happy. Should be very happy. This person lived his life, has ever needed long to live with his father, his 10 years, 120 years, and he's finished his mission in this world and he's off where he's supposed to be. So where does Hilchas Avelis kick in? What's Hilchas Avelis? Why should I mourn my father? I had this question asked to me. Why should I mourn my father when it's all good? We're learning Chelek Aleph, where everything's good, Hakol Tov. Even the Yisurim I'm having, I call to them and I have to cover them with Simcha. So where's Hilchas Avelis fit into this whole paradigm? Hilchas Avelis. You have to walk, you have to cry for 3 days, you have to do this, you have to do that, you can't do that, you go there, you can't shower, you go, oh, Hilchas Avelis. What's the problem with Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av should be the most Simcha stick a day. What's any different from Purim? My nafkamina, Tisha B'Av and Purim. Tisha B'Av, the Beis Hamikdash got destroyed. Kef, wonderful, the best thing that could have ever happened. It was an Auschwitz. Baruch Hashem, best thing that could have ever happened. That's how we relate to life. That's how we're supposed to relate to life. Maybe. That's what state. You understand there's something wrong with that. You may not be able to articulate what's wrong with that. But on Tisha B'Av, you should be just as besimcha as you are on Purim. What can I do? The halacha is you have to be might besimcha. Okay, so the Shem Shemaim, in the Mukhan and Muzuman, the might besimcha. That's the only reason I'm not besimcha, because it says I can't be as simcha as I normally are. Fine, I'm not besimcha. Oh no! it was a Holocaust, and I'm supposed to feel that pain and feel that suffering and know that that's not good. That is good. I'm not going to solve this problem in one day.
It seems like Hashem wants to have control over some emotion.
Oh, yeah, that's another sugya. Hashem wants you to have control over every cell in your body. For sure, all your emotions. That's a moedika shir. That's a wonderful shir that we've learned here, called range of responses. That's the Rambam's middle path. You know, the Rambam's middle path, everybody quotes and everybody uses it. I haven't met one person yet who understands what it means. And I'll show you why. Just you raised the subject, and we very often go off the subject here. So let's, I know, it's what I love about it as well. So you asked a question, so let's see how that works. The Rambam says, if a person finds himself going to one extreme, he's very, very happy, he's too happy, it's just everything makes him happy, yeah? So how do you correct that? You go all the way to the other side, become miserable, and then eventually you come back to the middle path, and that's where you live. Okay? Everybody agrees with that, Rambam. No one would argue with the Rambam. The middle path is the best place to be. Correct? This guy's a big kamtsan. Can't get a dime out of him. What should he do? Go to the other side, just become a flowing stream of stock and just give away money and whatever. And then come back to the middle where you want. Where you want. So go back to the first example. Simcha and misery. When you go to a wedding, what do you look like? The same as when you go to Leviah, because I'm in the middle path. I was very happy and I was very miserable, and now I'm in the middle. So now when I go to Leviah and I go to Chasana, I look exactly the same. That's the middle path. Do you understand this, Rambam? It can't be.
It doesn't sound good.
That's what the Rambam says.
We must be understanding.
That's correct. That's just. It's not what the Rambam says.
The middle path, we're understanding it wrong.
We don't understand what the middle path means. So Chaim Friedlander says like this. He doesn't call it this, but we call it range of responses. When a person finds himself only being able to react in one modality, yeah, he never gives stock up, whether he should or he shouldn't. Or whether he's a guy that can't say no, whether he should or he shouldn't. Yeah? For example, you have two people, two Jews. One never gives stock up, one just always gives stock up. So there's two people out there fundraising. One is a Yesoima, who's busy fundraising for her Chasana. Yeah, she's got to get married, she's got nothing. She's an orphan. There's another guy out there who prints Yalonim, which denigrate the Jewish people. He's a reform rabbi. Okay? So now, he knocks on the door of the first guy, who says no to everybody. He says no to the Yesoima, and he says no to this guy publishing this Russian horror. So he got it how right? 50% right. He got 50% right. Because he wasn't supposed to give stock to the Russian. He was supposed to give stock to the Simon. So he got on the Mifchan, 50%. Tov ma'ot. That's what it says. Didn't get Mitsuyan, Reina Shvat, but anyway. Now goes next door to the big philanthropist. And he also gets it 50% right. Because he gives it to the Shema and he gives it to this Rosh because he just can't say no. Correct? That's who the Rambam's talking to. Both those people. Go to the other extreme and pick up all the modalities along the way and then come back to the middle and you sit poised in the middle and then you apply the range, you pick from the range of responses the appropriate response to this situation.
Sit in the middle the whole time.
You sit in the middle, and you grab but you have been to both extremes, and along the way you picked up all the variables, and now you apply them depending on the needs.
Chasna, you grab that.
The Yesheime, you give lots of stocker. The Rosha, you send him on his way. You got a Leviah, you're in the correct modality, the correct mood. From the Leviah, you go to a Chasna, you switch to that mood. That's the Rambam's middle path.
Everybody's trying to do it.
The Rambam says that's what you're supposed to be doing. Is building a reservoir of correct emotional responses and using the correct one when you're supposed to. Gedolei Yisrael are masters at this. Gedolei Yisrael are masters at this. Fairman told me he went in for a Michal Yudah once. So ask him to daven for a child that was sick. Now, Rav Michal Yehuda Tinbaum, my friend, and he didn't know the child that was sick. And he wasn't the father. And as he started telling Rav Michal Yehuda about this child that was very ill, Rav Michal Yehuda started crying. What? You know the kid, you know the guy's here. There's 50 people in a line waiting for brochas. Give a broch and go bite her. There's a child sick, he's crying. Not revved up, now I have to cry. Because he has a range of responses. And when someone's sick, that's terrible. Look at the suffering, the mother, the father, the family. You just start to cry. Today's our masters at that. You see, God let us at a wedding. You see the way God all dances with a chosen. You know, the sort of Nosin Svi, Zatzal, dancing with the Talmud and the Chassan, while he was in extreme pain, the simcha that radiated from him. Because that's who they are. They've worked on this. We're all working on it. That's why we're here, working on this. Okay. How you do that, that's another subject. I'm not going into that. I'm just putting on the table. That's what we are searching for. The correct response to this situation. Someone's sitting shiva, you go be Menachem Avel. What am I supposed to be feeling? Untold joy, because the lift is in the best possible place. And it's all from Hashem, and it's all good. And there's the pain of this guy who's sitting shiva, because he's missing his father, or his grandfather, whoever it is, or his child, or whoever it is. And there's untold pain. And I'm able to hold both those emotions. Those aren't supposed. That's what we're talking about here. I'm in pain, and it might even be bitter, but it's never, ever bad. So while I'm in the pain, and while it's bitter, Hashem says, I don't expect you to say, Tova Meitiv, because right now you're feeling bad. But know deep down that Kabbalah Samalta Shemai means recognize and realize, start recognizing and realizing that it's good. And that's not a small thing. It's a massive darga. But that's what we have to do, because what's the alternative?
There's an acknowledgement in the bracha itself that is beyond us to be able to say it's open to take these situations and change dynamics. So how are we all then expected to see dynamics in the same way that we say to make it? I mean, there's an acknowledgement that it's different.
How you do that, I don't know. Rahman al-Islam and Bezrat Hashem, you'll never need to know. How you do that, I don't know. Of the people that have done it. The people that have done it. I'm not telling you what. I'm just telling you, I don't know. I know if Hashem asks us to do it, we can do it. And there are people that did it. How you do that? Then you have to. Now we have to see. You have to see that. That's the avoider. Now we know what the work is. How do I go from real to ideal? That's the question, right? Can you please help me to divine to design a program that's going to help me come out of my real in the general direction of ideal, one small celebratory step at a time, with the celebratory written in capitals and underlined in bold italics, because that's the biggest key to success. When you take one step out of real towards ideal, you celebrate that success. Because that'll give you the courage to take the next step and to deal with the setbacks. If you don't celebrate it, you're finished. How do you celebrate? While we're on the subject of real ideal process, the key to success is called celebration. How do you celebrate? Well, someone would take out an expensive bottle of whiskey, another guy would take his wife out for dinner. That's not what we're talking about. Those are nice incentives, they're good things to do. I'm not, Hashem, those are wonderful things to do. Celebration comes from the recognition that what I just did was impossible. Therefore, it's a mace. What happens when a mace happens to you? Huh?
You celebrate.
You celebrate, yeah, we know that. What does that mean? How do you celebrate? You say halal. The Torah tells us what to do. You say halal. What does halal mean? Halal means I just saw something happening here, which is impossible. And I'll tell you why it's impossible, because if it wasn't impossible, you would have done it. That wouldn't be your real. that wouldn't be out of your real. That would be your real. That would just be who you are. when an addict doesn't use one day, is that a miracle or not? Has to be, because he's an addict. If he's not an addict, then I'm not talking to him. He can choose whether to use or not. One day he chose to use, one day he chose not to use. But if he's an alcoholic, then he doesn't have a choice anymore. I'm not going into the philosophical discussion of whether he had bechir, he has bechir, he has bechir, he doesn't know how to say. The more philosophical, anybody who's ever been addicted to anything knows you don't really have a choice. Right? So what do? You wait for the miracles to happen. I'm not going to that whole story. You recognize, first of all, that you're out of control, and then you start talking to Hashem to help you. And then one day Hashem helps you. What do? You first have to recognize what happened. That was a miracle. How did I take one step out of real? With me? That's why you celebrate. Because you recognize that Hashem is starting to interfere and mingle in your world, and he's helping you. That's what halal is. It's a recognition that comes from Hashem. David HaMelech. I will pursue my enemies, I will overtake them, and I'll destroy them. What does David HaKham understand happened here? He pursued his enemies, overtook them, and destroyed them. He understands what Hashem says. Hashem did everything. That's the definition of Mashiach. Definition of Mashiach is you'll see him fully actualized, doing everything that a person's supposed to do, but when you look at him, you won't see him, you'll see Hashem. Ever go to a really good Torah Shia, and you can remember everything the Rav said, but you can't remember what he looks like?
Remember the other way.
Yeah, the other way is very easy. You can't remember one word he said, but he really was amazing. He had a beautiful suit, and he looked nice, and he was very funny. But a person who gave a proper Torah Shia, yeah, you remember everything he said. You can't remember him because he wasn't in the way. He was just a conduit for Torah. I'm just giving an extreme example. I'm not suggesting you should forget what you're reading. I remember someone once came back from a Rebbe Katz Shia in the early days, way back in South Africa. We used to give a Shia to like 15 women on a Tuesday morning or whatever in someone's house. Somebody that I know, one of my family, was went to the Shia, said, "How was the Shia? He dresses so nice." So now a woman's supposed to say that, because she wouldn't have heard what he'd said if he wasn't dressed nicely. Well, that's what they saw. But I told him it was devastating. There's a Shustani Zunzain, a Moedik Talmud Chochem, Rabbi Moshe Shurkin. It's in Mattersdorf. He was the Mashgiach in Azata. And he was one of the people that Makarov Rabbi Tetz. In Anatomy Research, there's a chapter about him. Anyway, he's a Balshuva, and in the classic sense, but he was a drama student. He studied university drama. He was a guy that could, lay it on. So he went to have a show on the Holocaust. Cold, cool, Torah perspective on the Holocaust. Yeah, obviously what Pat said to me, he said, "I don't understand the truth here." You could have had everybody in tears. You could have had everybody rolling in the ground in tears with your acting capabilities or whatever. Well, what were you doing? He said, "I was teaching Torah, not shirking." And he told him, "This is salt." They walk out of here remembering all the Gavaldika things I did and whatever. He said, "That's not Torah, that's me. I'm not here to give me. I'm here to give over Torah." Today you need to do both, because otherwise no one will listen to the Torah. So Masada, you've got to, you've got to do a soft shoe shuffle, and you've got to sing a song and make jokes, and other people not even listen to you. Okay, we said it, but what's the goal? The goal is to get them to the other Torah. Okay, but that's how you do this. You accept the real, which is hard work, by the way. Don't underestimate the enormity and the difficulty of accepting real. Okay, sounds easy. No, that's real. Got it. Okay, now let's go. Hey, you're fooling yourself. You haven't really accepted real. Or it's not that important to you. Accepting real in an area that's important to you is usually painful, usually takes work, you struggle with the denial. I'm really not that bad. I'm really holy. It's a struggle. Acceptance is a big struggle. When you accept that, okay, then the ideal is very easy to find out. Not hard to find out what the ideal is. The Torah is very dogmatic when it comes to its ideals. And then you start designing a program. How do I get out of my real towards my ideal? And if you want to know what your mission is, which are the 1,000 pathways that lie in front of you because we've got many, many problems. So which is the one that should be working with? Find the one that really bugs you the most. Find the one that you're struggling with the most. Find the one that you're failing with the most. Because we don't have a Navi today to tell us what our way is. But we have a Yetzirah that tells us what. The thing you're struggling with the most, that's where you're going to become great. That's your mission. It's like Lashon Hara doesn't speak to you, you know? So then that's really what you're not going to become great. And you're going to have time. But in the areas where you know, start working on accepting that. But I can accept that. I don't want to be like that. I know you don't want to be like that, but accept that that's the way you are. And there's nothing you can do about it. Because if there was, you would have already, no? If the alcoholic could stop drinking, would he be an alcoholic? No, because he could stop whenever he wants. Like everyone that smokes can stop whenever they want, right? I've never met a person who smokes and can't stop whenever he wants. How about now? No, tomorrow. Everyone can diet as long as it's tomorrow. I've never met a person who never went on diet and kept their diet. Tomorrow. So then they have a problem in that area, because if you could diet or you could stop drinking, you wouldn't have a problem to start with. Correct? So by definition, you can't stop. It means the area where you have your ikka avoider, your ikka problem, you can't do anything about it. That's acceptance. And until you accept that you can't do anything about it, you can't. But when you accept that there's nothing you can do about it, then you can start making decisions about what you want to do. The alcoholic can decide to go live in Saudi Arabia, because there he's not going to be able to drink, or he can whatever. So making choices. But until you accepted reality the way it is and you own that, you'll never be able to do anything, because you're in denial. You deny that you're an anger addict or a sleepaholic or a whatever, talkaholic during Shmona Esrei, whatever it is that your problem is. You're in denial. No, but I can do something about it. So you didn't do something about it. Why is it a problem then? It's very hard. It's difficult. No, no, it's impossible. You have to let Hashem into the picture. He won't come in as long as you think that you can do it. Because Hashem has lots of people who need help. He hasn't got time for people who don't need help. I even have a riot from Apostle. I can't remember where it is. But it arrived from Apostle. That if somebody is, he's doing fine. I know how to make panos. You don't need me. There are many people out there who don't know how to make panos. They have to help. So why would I make time for you? You got it all covered. You're cool. Why should I help somebody who's you're managing very well without me? Oh, isn't it the Chaim HaSalav Omas? The most terrifying line ever written in the Sefer. And then we have to stop for that. What you put your trust in, that's what Hashem leaves you with, and his meishiv hashgacha in the memory. He takes away his hashgacha from that person. It's terrifying. Huh? You live without Hashem's hashgacha? You put your trust in the bank manager. Hashem says, you know what? He's a very good bank manager. You're welcome to him. You're welcome to him. I'm stepping out of the picture. You deal with the bank manager. Hashem's meishiv hashgacha in the memory. Baruch hagev ha'sheftach ba'Hashem. When you put your trust in Hashem, says, fine, I'm with you. You put your trust in the tooth fairy, Hashem says, tooth fairy is fine. Go with the tooth fairy. I'm busy elsewhere. I haven't got time for people who don't need me. I'm a busy guy, Hashem says. I'm busy mazabik zibugim. That's what he does since he stopped creating the world. He's now making shidduch. He hasn't got time for people who have got bank managers and tooth fairies and all sorts of other people that can help them. You have to make your shtadlis. You have to go to the doctor. You have to go to the tooth fairy. You have to do whatever you have to do, Hashem says. I told you have to make your shtadlis. But if you trust them, I'll leave you with them. Look, you can't have me and them, Hashem says. It's either me or them. So if you think you can do it, same thing Hashem says, fine. Do it. When you realize you can't, you'll give me a call and we'll find out about something. Clear? We continue.